Bell welcoming you to Indian Land Radio, Indian Land Alcatraz Island, on behalf of the Indians of all tribes. Our resident population stands at 150, 105 adults, 45 children. There are 24 in grades 1 through 7 and 19 preschoolers. Our first invasion was November the 14th, 1969. There were 13 people in on this invasion, all college students from the Bay Area. And then the second invasion took place November the 20th, 1969, with 89 men, women, and children.
Many of the people now understand that Alcatraz belongs, is not only here on the island, but it's a part of every reservation. It's a part of every person.
And Alcatraz led from there, it led up to Washington, to the movement in Washington for the fishing rights. And then later it led to Washington, D.C., then later led to Custer, Rapid City, South Dakota, Wounded Knee, and various occupations after.
Try and use that 79,
try and punch them out of their bunker, and you'll have good targets. The ultimatum was given to them again to negotiate or massacre. They cut off the negotiation and were left with only one alternative, and that was to come in and massacre. They have chosen not to massacre at this point. Again, we will make the first move to defuse the situation. We were fired upon by FBI agents. We did not return any fire, and we will not return any fire again tonight. However, if any of our people are killed because of our dedication to defuse this issue, we can guarantee no safety for any FBI agent that fires upon us. In the meantime, we remain at Wounded Knee.
We feel that this position has so solidified amongst the Indian people here that there's no way that we'll ever change our stance here. We also feel that the federal government will never be able to grasp the fact that it is legally our right to have an independent nation within the boundaries of the USA, and that they will possibly tonight start an armed invasion of our nation. They have the armed force strength, they have the might to overwhelm our tiny nation. All the American Indian Movement people here and the Oglala Sioux people that are here defending this nation have decided that we'll never leave and that we'll fight here to the last man. And we feel that it's incumbent upon all the people of this country to rally themselves to the issue of freedom of a people and try to stop their own government from committing another reoccurrence of the 1890 massacre of Indian people.
There was a move here in the White Clay District in Oglala to establish local control through returning to traditional structures of government, and that involved a lot of getting people together, talking with people about the importance of supporting each other. There were a lot of plans for all kinds of ways of returning to local control, that is, establishing economic bases and all that sort of thing. And Anna May was just very involved within the community, making those plans, helping get people together, and encouraging people to try.